Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. I hope you're doing well. I hope that you are finding yourself today in good health. I hope that as you're moving forward today, as you're tackling the day, whatever, wherever your assignment takes you, whether it's school, work, play, if you got the day off, wherever it is, I'm hoping your day is filled with joy. Hope your day is filled with productivity. Hope your day is filled with everything that you desire to make you or to put you in position to move to the next level. Listen, go ahead. And I want to ask you as we begin to go ahead, if you can, share this podcast out. And if you have not, I'm calling you out. Go ahead and hit that like, that subscribe button. Turn those notifications on as well, because we've got some heat coming in 2025. And I don't want you to miss one thing. In just a little while, we may find ourselves in position, hint, hint, where we next have some bonus episodes coming up. So I don't want you to miss out on anything as we move forward. All right, let's go ahead and pray. God, we thank you for today. Bless my friend. Bless everything that they touch. Bless everything around them. Keep them safe. Keep them secure. Keep them, I pray, in a position where they never doubt that your hand is on their life. In your name, amen. Why is it so difficult? It's going to sound so interesting how it's going to come out. But why is it difficult to make difficult choices? Now, in life, right, when we think about making choices, and this is a surprising truth, right? Most people, in fact, most people would rather hard decisions to be made by somebody else than themselves. I had the quote, man, I read about it earlier, but I think it was about 60-something% of people. Like, they would actually, if a hard decision came their way, and there's a lot of examples about, and some of them are very tough, and I get it, because we go from one extreme, like making a decision about a family member who may be on life support, right? In many cases, that's a difficult decision to make, and I get it. But then you go to the other end of the pendulum, and you're like deciding what to eat at Chipotle. Like, you can't make that decision? Like, come on. You need somebody to coach you on whether or not you want a bowl or a burrito? But you think about it, though. Life is filled with, I mean, it's just a series of choices. And what you would hope in your own life is that you develop a muscle or develop the wherewithal, so much so that you are consistently making the best choice for your life. Now, it's interesting because sometimes people shy away from being the decision maker because, number one, and we hopping right to it, right? Number one, they have this complex with everybody agreeing with their decision. Now, I've been there before where I've wanted, and I didn't hang around here too long, but there was a time in my life where I suffered with this people-pleasing syndrome, where I wanted everybody to agree. That's hard, especially if you're in any kind of leadership position. You've got to make the best choice for the organization, for the company, for the group, for the team. And sometimes, in fact, most times, everybody won't agree. Just a few weeks ago, they had a new format for the NBA All-Star Game. Personally, I prefer the old format. But there was a lot of thought, planning that went into this decision. And as the committee met, I am almost certain that there were people on the committee who said, forget this. This is a crazy idea. Let's not do it. Have you ever been there, right? I've been there before where I remember I was serving on certain boards. And I can remember being the chair of the board. And oftentimes, unless it's a tiebreaker, I don't have a vote, right? This is during a time when I was serving on leadership boards. I was on a couple of faith-based boards and nonprofit boards. And on many of these boards, I was the chair. Right. And oftentimes, you know, I was the guy who just presented the facts. Here is how one thing looks. Here is how another thing looks. You all decide. Let's take it to a vote. And many times when it was tied, I would start sweating bullets, invisible bullets, but sweating nonetheless, whether it be my armpits or that sounds real nasty, but whatever. But I would hate. I'm like, why couldn't they have just hashed this out without me? I'm the chair. I laid out the pros and cons of both sides. Y'all decide. So I get it. And during that time, as I look back, the reason why I hated being in that position is because I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted everybody to say, oh, he's the best leader. I wanted everybody to agree with. I didn't want to choose any sides. But the surprising truth about making hard decisions is that hard decisions often reveal the real you. Yeah. Making difficult decisions. Actually, I'm not even talking about to other people. Hear me out. Please don't miss this, Growth Squad. Most of the times when you begin to make hard decisions, you reveal to yourself if your convictions are real, if you really are the person you think you are and claim to be, and if you really have it in you to stick it out when other people may look at you and say, you know what, that was a dumb choice. And you say to yourself, thank you for your opinion. I stand by my decision. But most people can't stand it. And there are some common barriers to decision making that I want to share with you that I jotted down for you real quick. Number one is fear. And not fear as if you're scared of people. Most leaders have a healthy or sometimes unhealthy fear of failure. And sometimes fear of failure will paralyze your decision-making process or cause you to make a decision in haste without assessing properly and moving forward. Another barrier to proper decision-making is social pressure and expectations. So oftentimes in life, and I watch the cycle, right? I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. I don't want to hear you say nothing. I am a New Orleans Saints fan until I die, which is interesting because I live on the West Coast, and not even my brother-in-law's. It's my wife who's trying to get my son to adopt and to like some West Coast team. I'm like, listen, you got to be out of your mind. Because by and large, and my dad didn't really, he wasn't a football fan at all. So, but most times if your dad is a football fan or a sports fan, you kind of gravitate toward the team that your pops, that your dad likes. So my son, even though he doesn't know anything happening just yet, He's already gravitating in this direction. So I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. All right. Put a pin right there. Here's what I want to say. We just hired a brand new coach. Not only is he brand new, because you do, you know, you have different types of brand new. You have recycled coaches. They have experience. They've coached another team. They got let go or they walked away or whatever. And so they have experience as a coach. And then you have brand new head coach, as in brand new head coach. No experience. The guy that we hired has never, ever, 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 ever been a head coach. Never. Never been a head coach. He's never, he's been a coordinator, but he's never led his own team. And there are mixed feelings about it. But the ownership of the New Orleans Saints said, I got to make this hard decision. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They said, you know what? Contrary to popular opinion, we are not swayed by the popular vote. We want to make the right decision. And of course, we're rebuilding. We don't have a quarterback just yet. We don't have all these different things. But the point is, leaders, people in charge, people who are leading other humans have to make hard decisions. And sometimes making those hard decisions builds a wedge in certain relationships. Sometimes people make a hard decision and it doesn't pan out the way you thought it was going to pan out. Does that make you less of a leader? Absolutely not. Hear me out today. Just because you make a decision and that decision does not pan out the way you hoped, you prayed, and you thought it was going to pan out, listen, it happens all the time. Hence, going back to my recent analogy, we have people who get fired, who get let go every single year in the sports realm. And in the area that I work in a lot is education, superintendents. There was a superintendent that I don't even think that individual made a couple months, right? And the same board that hired and said yes came back and said, oops, nope, we'll let this person go. Decisions are sometimes filled with fear. And there's some psychological challenges as well, where you have emotional influences, where sometimes people make decisions based on how they feel as opposed to doing their due diligence. My first car I purchased, I paid a couple hundred bucks for it. Yeah, no lie. The first car I purchased in 1998, I forgot.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
At how much it was, maybe $400. Now, the thing about that purchase was I had enough money to buy the car outright. Okay, $400, cool. All right. But I was so thirsty for a car. I so wanted a car in that particular moment that I failed to do my due diligence in terms of getting it checked out, looking under the hood, making sure I wasn't buying, as they say, a lemon. I was so excited, I rushed that decision. But when that car broke down, guess what? I couldn't blame anybody else. I couldn't look at anybody else and say, it's your fault. It's because of you I did this. I spent my money on that car. I made my decision. And when it came to it, I had to spend my own additional money to get it fixed. Making decisions is a difficult thing to do, but I want to encourage you moving forward to consider three things when you're making decisions, and then I'll let you go. You got to ask yourself first and foremost, does this decision or how does this decision impact my values, my principles, and my morals? It's funny because in this industry, podcasting and all that good stuff, oftentimes you get approached by different companies to do ads or to endorse a product. And sometimes products or individuals will come with a product that maybe is not in line with where you want to go, with your brand, with all those kinds of things. But the money is money you've never seen before. And I've seen individuals make decisions that in the moment gave them a raise in their pockets. In the moment, they said, oh, man, this is a come up. In the moment, they said, you know what? Wow, I've never seen this kind of money. And it comes on a consistent basis. Absolutely. I'm going blah, blah, blah. But they didn't rest well, because it didn't line up with their goal, with their morals, their character, and their values. So, and I've heard older folks say this my whole life. I understand it now. I did not understand it when I first heard it. All money is not good money. And if you're from the South, especially where I'm from, they say all money ain't good money. Right? So you got to ask yourself, how does the decision impact what I stand for? Or it will then cause you to question yourself and ask yourself, do you stand for anything? Right? It's funny because sometimes when people are presented with something, that's the first time they ever ask themselves or evaluated and looked inside themselves and say, you know what? What do I stand for? What are my boundaries? What is enough? What does cross the line? What doesn't cross the line? And so sometimes when we're presented with an opportunity to make a decision about something, it calls us on the carpet and pulls us in the direction of having to establish what we stand on. Number two, and some people don't care about this at all, and I'm not here, and people have their reasons why they don't care about this, but I actually do personally care about this. How does this make my family look? Some people don't care. Some people are like, you know what? My family did this to me. That okay, I got it. But this, in this season of my life, I have my own family. So I got to ask myself, it's almost like, and I don't know the full story, so don't be DMing me, asking me. You can do your own Google search. But I heard Deion Sanders tell his oldest daughter the other week, and I don't know, again, they were doing some kind of interview. Deion doing something on Tubi now, and that's funny because Tubi used to be like the joke, right? But now all these different platforms, they're paying people different amounts of money. I ain't counting nobody money, but I'm saying if the opportunity wasn't lucrative enough, I'm sure he would not be doing it. So there's a show that he's doing on there with Roxy, and they had for those that don't know Roxy Diaz used to be on what's that show? We used to watch it every day after school. We didn't have cable, so I went to my friend's house to watch it. It was on BET, the music videos. And she used to be one of the hosts on there. But nonetheless, and plus she's Honduran, but she's from Louisiana, New Orleans, to be particular. But he was on there with his daughter. And the part I caught was he told her, you got to know when to walk away. right? And so I did some digging. And I may be off. If I'm off, hey, be easy on me. But what I discovered was that the father of her child is an entertainer, a musician. He sings sing rap kind of thing. And they just had a kid. In fact, on this show was the first time that she brought the baby out in public. And people were talking about the fact that the father of her child had shot a music video that was super duper over sexual with another young lady. Now, there's two things there, because oftentimes when individuals get involved with entertainers, you do know that sometimes entertainers, they'll do things to entertain their crowd. They'll do things to get a reaction. They'll do things to get more views. They will do things to get more pub, to get more money. Like your boy Usher. Remember, he got in the whole thing with Keke Palmer and, you know, that exchange that they had doing. And it's like, OK, if you're involved with him, you know what's coming with that. Right. Do I agree with it? That's on him. You know, it ain't up to me to agree with it or not. But Dion was telling his daughter, you've got to learn how to walk away. And it was almost as if he was talking about the fact that there was something that was done that embarrassed her, that made her look foolish. It's almost as if he was alluding to the fact that the father of her kid had engaged or had shot this video, and it wasn't in good taste for Dion because it was too much on the other side, and it looked as if he didn't care about how that made his new son and his girlfriend look. Here it is. When I make decisions at this point in my life, I care about how it makes my family look. I care about the backlash that my son or my wife may receive. And so I operate and I move forward accordingly. And this is my advice to you. When it comes to making hard decisions, those that you love, those that you care about, should be in consideration. And then thirdly, lastly, and I'm done, you got to ask yourself, does this decision help bring me closer to my goals? Does this decision that I'm making, this decision, does it line up with my values? Does it line up with my morals? Number one. Number two, does this decision embarrass my family? Or how does it make my family look? But then number three, does it push me further away or closer to where I'm trying to go? Does this decision put me in better position? Like if I don't make this decision, will it impact the bottom line? I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about does it move the needle with regard to where I'm going, how I'm getting there, and the overall impact there? Does it align? Does it help me? Does it propel me? Does it move me closer to where I'm trying to go? If not, you got to ask yourself why. Or what decision, or why am I making a decision if it doesn't help me out? So let me end with this. Let me encourage you to stop running from decisions. The surprising truth about hard decisions is that hard decisions are actually easy when you know who you are. That's it. You stay to the end for me to tell you that bit of information, that nugget. Hard decisions are actually easier when you know who you are, when you respect your family, and then when you know where you're going. Hard decisions are not hard. When I finally get to a place where I understand that I'm never, ever making a decision that will jeopardize myself, my family, or my dreams. Or I shouldn't say it that way. I would never say yes to an option. I would never check yes to an option if that yes is going to pull me further away from where it is I want to go. So what am I saying? In 2025, I need you to be intentional about every decision that you make. I want to encourage you to weigh every decision that comes to your computer, to your phone, to your email, to your face. Make sure that as you're making decisions moving forward, that they align, that if I'm going to say yes, it must align with my morals. If I'm going to say yes, it cannot embarrass my family. If I'm going to say yes, it has to pull me and push me closer to my goals and to my dreams. Listen, go ahead and share this out. I know there are some nuggets in this episode that will help some young person, some older person, will help somebody, right, along the way as they are making decisions, as they're stepping into a new season in their life. Share this thing out. Listen to it again, right? Sometimes you hear it again and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't catch that. But I hope and I know, I know there was something that was shared with you that you can share with somebody else that will help them go, grow, and glow to become everything that they were born to be. Continue to enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget to go to eugenehamilton.org, order my new book. If you got some kid in your life that you want to have a positive impact on, the best gift you can give them is the gift of reading. Give them a book. All right? Y'all be great. See you next week on my next episode. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.